Do you want to change yourself but think it's impossible? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Samantha Doucette, who was on our previous show, who felt like she couldn't change her life from being in the sex industry.
You know, in my life, I did a lot of things that were just really hard for me. And I felt like no matter what I did, I wasn't good enough. And I always wanted to change and be better. So I bought self-help books and I kept trying to change. And every day I would pump myself up and talk to myself. And then the next day I would wake up and I was the same person. I just felt like I could never change to be who I felt like I wanted to be.
And I think a lot of people can identify with that because it is good and it is natural for us to desire to change and to be better. But it's so darn hard to do it. And it requires a lot of discipline. But you know, what does the Bible say about this? In 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says a different concept. It says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." And you know, I've really experienced that. When I came to know Christ, it really wasn't about changing myself. It was about discovering how God was creating me or recreating me, my new life, and who I really truly was from the inside out. It wasn't trying to fake anything. It was actually discovering what was really deposited into me by receiving Christ as my Savior.
Yes. He also wants us to every day put on our new nature, created to be like God so that we're righteous and holy. We'll hear from Samantha Doucette after the break.
Real Life is made possible by people like you. We'd like to take this opportunity to sincerely thank you for your generous support. We couldn't do it without you. May God bless.
Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us once again is Samantha Doucette, and she was sharing with us how she became a prostitute at 20 years old in order to make money. And unfortunately, she ended up in a very scary situation where she was raped by someone against her will and choked and almost killed. And after escaping that, she decided she wanted out of it. Let's welcome to the show, Samantha. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. Now, I understand that that situation was so scary for you, thought, no more of this, but I'm my own person and I need to make money, so I'll just be a stripper. Tell me what happened from there and what you were going through in your heart and mind.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess the only prerequisite to be an exotic dancer is like a pair of stilettos and to be a great actress and have enough confidence to get naked in front of strangers. The next 7 years of my life was about that. It was partying 2-3 days a week, making cash money in the clubs. And that's what it was like. I used to say, oh, this is great. I have my days to myself. I'm living retirement. You know, it was easy and it was fast and it was fun because I would be drinking, and that's when the drugs really started for me.
So here you were stripping and you got offered by someone to go to church. And now you had been to church a handful of times growing up, but at this point you're thinking, maybe I'm too dirty for God, but you gave it a try. Can you tell me about that?
Sure. So a person in my neighborhood happened to invite me to church, and I definitely got home at 5 a.m. that morning after a long night's work, and I managed to probably lie down for a couple hours and wash my face, got the kids ready, and made it there. Like, I was definitely disheveled looking. I probably smelled like liquor and cigarettes, like the whole nine yards. And as soon as I got there, I could see people looking at me, and I just knew I didn't belong there. And I heard a lady behind me talking about how I was dressed inappropriately. And I had a sweater and sneakers on. And I just knew that I didn't belong there. And what I don't remember was any songs they sang. I don't remember what the sermon was about. But I do remember how I felt. And I felt rejected and out of place, like I wasn't good enough. And I remember thinking, if God's people don't accept me, then why would God accept me? If I'm too dirty for them, then I'm just way too dirty for him. And that's the last time I went to church in years.
Wow. What a hard thing to hear, you know, for people that may be going to church to hear that you went through something like that. Instead of their arms being open, you had felt that dirty rejection. And as time continued, you continued in the drugs and your life was still doing pretty good. You didn't experience depression. You didn't experience a lot of things that bring people to a rock bottom part. but you still had a desire and a yearning for God. And something happened where you're like, let me just give God one more chance. Can you tell me about that?
Yep. Okay. So it happened after years of this lifestyle. I decided to move back home to my hometown. And again, I was invited to church. And this time it was by my best friend of over 15 years. Like, she's the one who knew me through all of this, everything I've done, what I've been through, the person who I pretended to be. She knew about the drugs. But more importantly, she knew about my plans to get right with God. She invited me to church and she kept asking me. And one Sunday I went and it was the same as before. Hungover, stunk like liquor, cigarettes, inappropriately dressed. I guess I was almost setting myself up to relive the same church experience, but it was different this time.
Tell me about that. What was different when you walked through the doors and what did you experience?
So as soon as I got to the front steps outside, I just started weeping. Like, tears were streaming down my face uncontrollably and they didn't stop until it was over. And even though on the inside I knew I didn't belong there, I just felt welcomed and not judged, I guess. I felt included and not cast out. Yeah. Like, even though I went to hear about God, the people of God at that particular time were actually showing me the love of God. So I just felt welcome enough there just to keep going Sunday after Sunday.
Wow. And there was an encounter that you had where you ran to the front, you knew God was calling you and you felt his presence and his love, and you went from feeling dirty to being cleaned. And I think there are people who are listening that feel that dirtiness, that they're too dirty to go to church or to be around Christians or to even know God.
Yeah.
But what happened to you in this encounter, this experience?
I remember the sermon that day was about, you know, you can't clean yourself up before coming to God. He said, you have to catch the fish before you clean it. And if you could have changed yourself, you would have done it by now. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, is this man, like, is he in my house? Is he spying on me? How is he talking directly to me? And this is exactly what I needed to hear. This is what I was waiting for, right? God is the one that transforms lives. God is the one that loves you. He's accepted you and he's just waiting for permission to change you. All you have to do is ask. And that's what happened. It was kind of the middle of the sermon. I immediately jumped up and my friend is like trying to grab me back. She's like, no, it's not time. It's not time. And I was like, no, I have to go now.
Wow.
And so I like run up to the front. I just didn't care that it wasn't time. You know what I mean? It was my time. And I didn't care that 350 people were like looking at me and wondering what I was doing. I just had to get up there. And I just fell on my knees, tears rolling down my cheeks. And I just poured my heart out to God. And I basically said, you know what? I messed up my life. You have it. I told him, if you're real, I'm dirty, I'm broken, I'm damaged. If you created me and you're real, then recreate me.
Wow.
Right? If you're real, then change me. If you're real, then take the drugs from me because I don't want to quit.
Mm.
Right? The only way it's going to happen is if you do it.
Mm.
And that's what happened. I wish I could even properly explain what happened in words, but I just can't.
Right.
Like, it's almost like my body got hot right from the top of my head to my toes. And I felt lightheaded or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But the tears just stopped. And I just knelt there quietly with my eyes closed. And I don't even know how long I was there, but when I got up, church was over. So it must have been a little while.
Wow.
That's awesome.
What a powerful encounter with God you had. And at that point, did you have a desire to do drugs or to strip? What changed in your life from then on?
So just after that day, like, I knew I felt different. And the following weekend, of course, I had another gathering, a party scheduled, because that's what we did. We had the same people and the same music and the same liquor and the same drugs, but I just wasn't into it. Like, I didn't try not to do it or I didn't try not to have fun. I just didn't want to anymore. And it was just like that. Years of drug abuse was just lifted off me. It was just gone. Like, the layers of who I thought I was starting to peel off of me, because we sometimes think who we are is what we do. So I had my identity wrapped up in that I was an addict, or I was a stripper, or I was a manipulator, or I was a liar. Like, all these labels that I put on top of me were finally being replaced with my new identity, but I didn't know what that was. So I knew I needed to find out who God said I was.
Wow.
So that's where it started. Like, I traded the Friday night parties for the Thursday night life group. And I traded like Saturday night outings with going to bed so I could wake up for church. It was almost just like I just had to find out what happened to me. Who is this God? I don't want to know about God anymore. I want to know God.
Wow.
And that's where it started my journey of just a whole different life.
That is so amazing. And there are people listening right now who have not had an experience like that, and they're afraid that God will not accept them. They say, well, you don't know what I've done, Samantha. I've done way worse than you. You don't understand how dirty I am. He might have forgave you, but he won't forgive me. What would you say to that person right now who's listening?
I would say, you know what? None of us are good enough. None of us are holy and clean, and God loves us. He loves you just as much now as he ever has. He can't love you any less. He's not going to love you anymore. And don't go by what other people say of who God is or what your parents tell you. Don't even go by what I say. Go find out for yourself. And I know it may not happen the same for everybody. And I know, I mean, when I tell people instantly I was relieved from drug abuse, that's crazy. People don't believe that, but it's so true.
Yeah.
But I know that it might not happen for everybody like that, but he has no favorite.
Amen.
And if he did it for me, he will do it for you.
Amen. Well, thank you for sharing your heart with us and what God has done and being so transparent. Thank you so much, Samantha, for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
I think all of us can feel like we're too dirty for God. And maybe we try in our own strength in order to clean ourselves only to fail time and time again. So what is the answer? As you heard Samantha speak, all you need to do is call out to him. God has the power to change you where you cannot change.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus, we're going to do that. We're going to cry out to you. Jesus, we call upon your name.
We call upon your name.
And we pray right now for your power, the life-changing power that Samantha got.
Yes.
We pray for someone who's listening to receive the power right now.
Yes.
Just receive it, my friend. Just
use
say, Jesus, I receive you.
I
want a new life. Give me newness,
yes.
God. Make me new.
Mm-hmm.
Change me from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
We repent of our sins, God, and we turn to you.
Yes.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Lord. God bless you all. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.